In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us remember on the 17th Sunday after Pentecost that we are still following Jesus in his journey with his disciples on the road to Jerusalem. You would remember that over the past several Sundays, Jesus has been teaching about money, how it can be a stumbling block, how we must use it wisely, and how it can never become our master. But today, there is a shift in his teaching. We hear the apostles plead to the Lord, increase our faith. This plea marks a turning point, so that for the next several Sundays, the focus of the teaching of Jesus along the way will shift to faith, its meaning, its demands, and how it grows. Now, why the plea for more faith? This plea comes immediately, you know, considering the context, it comes immediately after Jesus gave two extremely difficult teachings about what it means to be a disciple. The first was actually the responsibility of the disciple not to cause scandal. He says it would be better for them to be thrown into the sea with a millstone tied round their neck than to cause one of these little ones to stumble. In other words, a disciple must live in such a way that he or she does not become a stumbling block to others, especially the vulnerable. And the second is the requirement of the disciple to forgive. If your brother or sister sins against you, rebuke them. And if they repent, forgive them. Even if they sin against you 7 times in a day and come back each time saying, I repent, you must forgive them. For the disciple, forgiveness isn't optional. It is a repeated, generous response rooted in grace. So you will see in this context that these are not easy demands. So the apostles hearing this must have felt overwhelmed. How can we possibly live like this? They wondered. So they did the only thing they could. Lord, increase our faith. And note the surprising response of Jesus. If you have had faith like a mustard seed, you could say to this mulberry tree, be uprooted and planted in the sea, and it would obey you. He doesn't give them more faith. Instead, he points out that even a little faith, a mustard seed's worth, is enough to do the impossible. So Jesus' message is clear, that faith, the faith that you have, is already enough. What matters is not the amount, but the genuine use of it. Even a small, sincere faith is powerful enough to live out the demands of discipleship, whether it's not causing others to stumble or offering repeated forgiveness. Yes, faith is a gift, but it is also something that can grow and mature over time. So Jesus' use of the mustard seed, a famously small seed that grows into a large tree, suggests that our faith, though small, is alive and capable of growing. So this leads us to a practical question. How can we grow in faith? Here are four ways. One, prayer, asking the Lord to increase our faith. The disciples had it right. Faith is a gift of God. So like them, we should ask, Lord, increase our faith. So a regular, honest prayer life is essential for nurturing faith. Second, community. Being with people of faith. Faith grows when we live it out together. Worship, fellowship, and service within the church help us see and experience faith in action. Isolation shrinks faith. Community nourishes it. And third, scripture, listening to the word of God. God's word teaches us who he is and challenges us to trust him. Without scripture, we risk placing our faith in false gods, money, power, comfort, things that ultimately disappoint. And fourthly, practice, acting on our faith. Like any gift, faith grows when it is used. Every time we forgive, love our enemy, serve the poor, or resist temptation, our faith is exercised and it becomes stronger. So, let me close with a story that illustrates this kind of faith in action. And this is the story where the Southern author Laverne W. Hall once shared when asked to define faith. And it starts by describing that it was a dry and scorching summer. The fields were brown, the crops were dying, and the people were anxious. So the local minister called for a special prayer service for rain. They asked everyone to bring an object of faith with them, something that symbolized their belief that God would hear and answer their prayer. On the appointed day, the town square was filled with hopeful people holding Bibles, rosaries, crosses, and prayer books. Then, just as the service ended, soft rain began to fall. So the crowd erupted in joyful praise, lifting their sacred objects toward the sky in thanksgiving. But in the center of the crowd stood a 9-year-old child holding an umbrella. That simple gesture said it all. The child expected it to rain. That is faith, not just belief, but belief that leads to action. So faith isn't just an idea or a feeling. It is a lived commitment, a readiness to act on God's word, even when we can't see the outcome. Yes, in the end, faith is seen in this little and simple question. Did you bring your umbrella? Amen.